Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and Russia are likely to sign several key agreements during Russian President Vladimir Putin's New Delhi visit from Thursday. Death toll in cyclone hit Sri Lanka crosses over 465. India intensifies humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. New Delhi rejects Islamabad's claim of airspace denial, calling it another attempt to spread misinformation. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expresses grave concerns over reports about harsh detention conditions for former Prime Minister Imran Khan. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a two-day state visit to India from Thursday to take part in the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defense, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. Meanwhile, addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia Dmitry Peskov today said that S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian president's visit. The Kremlin spokesperson stated that they are jointly looking for possibilities to increase imports from India to Russia.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
Sri Lanka is battling widespread devastation in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa as the death toll climbed to 465, while 366 people are still missing and over 1.55 million people remain affected across all 25 districts. Amid the mounting crisis, India has further intensified humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. We have more from a correspondent.
Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Air Force helicopter IFC 1875 delivered 2,000 kilos of aid to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people from Irunguvatta, while another mission flew 24 passengers, including a foreign nationals, from Kotmale to Colombo. IFC 1885 airlifted more supplies and troops to Paramadulla. A C-17 aircraft has also arrived in Colombo, carrying a field hospital and 70 medical personnel soon to be deployed in Mahianganaya after the local hospital there was devastated. Meanwhile, High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, inspected NDRF operations in Sedavattan, where teams continue door-to-door evacuations in areas submerged under 6 to 8 feet of water. Ahmed Muin Farooqi for World News, Colombo.
India has rejected the statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours yesterday. He said given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government processed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 1730 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting the people of Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan has expressed grave concerns over reports about harsh detention conditions for former Prime Minister Imran Khan and alleged limitations on family to visit him. The rights body has urged the government to act and call on the federal authorities and the Punjab Home Department to review the situation. The commission said all actions must follow constitutional protections for the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf chief. It said international standards for humane treatment must be respected and Imran Khan's basic rights be ensured. Members of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI staged a protest outside the Islamabad High Court in Pakistan today amid growing concerns over the health of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. They raised slogans demanding justice and political reforms. Meanwhile, one of the sisters of PTI chief was totally allowed to meet jail leader at Rawalpindi's Adiyala jail. In Peru, 12 people were killed and 20 others injured in a landslide in Amazon region. According to local authorities, 2 people are missing. Police and Navy crews have deployed a helicopter for search and rescue efforts. The disaster struck at dawn in the river port of Iparia in Ucayali, about 415 kilometers from the capital city of Lima, hitting 2 passing boats. Among the victims are 3 children. Officials said fast-moving waters and whirlpools have complicated the operation during the current flood season. Both boats sank and a total number of passengers is still unclear. The US and the UK announced a deal yesterday to secure 0% tariff rate for all UK medicines exported to the US for at least 3 years. In return, the UK will spend more on new medicines. Under the deal, the US agreed to exempt UK-origin pharmaceuticals, pharmaceutical ingredients and medical technology from import taxes. The Trump administration said in return, UK drugs firms committed to invest more in the US and create more jobs. In Hong Kong, authorities today ordered that a judge-led committee that will investigate the cause of the city's deadliest fire in decades and review oversight and building renovations blamed for fanning an inferno that killed at least 156 people. Police have arrested 15 people on suspicion of manslaughter in a criminal inquiry into last week's tragedy at the Wong Fuk Court complex, and 12 have also been arrested in corruption investigation. It is unclear if any of those people were arrested on both counts. Chinese and Japanese vessels faced off near the disputed Senkaku Islands of the East China Sea as the feud intensified. China said a Japanese fishing boat entered what it calls a territorial waters and reported that its coast guard took necessary enforcement actions. Japan countered the 2 Chinese coast guard ships intruded into its waters and were ordered to leave while a Japanese patrol vessel protected the fishing boat. The incident comes amid worsening diplomatic relations following comments by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi suggesting possible military action if China attacked Taiwan. South Korea Defense Minister Ahn Kyu back today apologized over the military's involvement in former President Un Suk-yeol's failed martial law bid last year. Ahn issued the apology in a Facebook post just a day before the first anniversary, as the now ousted Yoon imposed the short-lived martial law on December 3rd. At the time, the defense ministry was under the helm of his predecessor, Kim Yong-hyun. Ahn said upon his appointment as the first civilian defense minister in 64 years that he promised to rebuild the military into one for the people and break from a past in which the military was wasted as a tool for emergency martial law. The Indian Coast Guard and the Philippine Coast Guard today reaffirmed their commitment to deepen maritime cooperation during the first annual bilateral meeting held in Manila. The Minister of Defense said that the meeting convened under the 2023 Memorandum of Understanding between the two forces reviewed recent ship visits, professional exchanges and cooperative activities, and agreed on measures to further enhance interoperability and operational coordination. During the meeting, both sides noted that the engagement advances India's Act East policy and aligns with regional maritime initiatives such as SAGAR and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. Discussions focus on expanding collaboration in maritime search and rescue, law enforcement, marine pollution response, and capacity building to strengthen joint preparedness and response mechanisms. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Russia are likely to sign several key agreements during Russian President Vladimir Putin's New Delhi visit from Thursday. Death toll in cyclone in Sri Lanka crosses over 465. India intensifies humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. New Delhi rejects Islamabad's claim of airspace denial, calling it another attempt to spread misinformation. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expresses grave concerns over reports about harsh detention conditions for former Prime Minister Imran Khan. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.